Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. Despite the economic uncertainties and the looming energy crisis, Berlin is currently recording a significant budget surplus. According to the status report of the Financial Administration, the state took in 2.3 billion euros more than it spent in the first half of the year. However, Finance Senator Daniel Wessener is cautious, as he expects the state's spending to increase significantly in the second half of the year. As an example, he cited the sharp rise in energy prices. The good result was made possible on the one hand by revenues of just under 19 billion euros, almost 2 billion euros more than in the same period last year. And at the same time, spending was more than 400 million euros lower than in the first half of 2021 at 16.7 billion euros. The main reason for the lower spending is the provisional budgetary framework that applied at the start of the year, because Parliament had not yet adopted the double budget, no new investment projects were allowed to be started during that time, and promotions and appointments were also suspended. Here, Wessener expects that the Senate administrations will catch up on deferred spending. In the second half of the year, the finance senator sees considerable risks. For example, state revenues are likely to fall again, partly because the federal government's relief packages are having an impact on tax revenues. The budgetary spokeswoman of the FDP in the House of Representatives, Sibylle Meister, warned the coalition against, quote, excessive red-green-red spending packages, unquote. She said that the Senate must also keep future generations in mind. In contrast, the parliamentary group leader of the SPD, Raed Saleh, sees new financial leeway and suggested that the additional revenues must be returned to the citizens in the form of relief. He announced that this would be discussed on Friday in the coalition committee. The administrative board of RBB has terminated the employment contract with the dismissed director, Patricia Schlesinger, without notice. In addition, the board decided on Monday that Schlesinger will not receive any pension payments, as she would otherwise have been entitled to at the end of her term of office. Both decisions were made by a large majority of the board. The chairwoman of the RBB Administrative Board, Dorette Koenig, explained that the board considers the relationship of trust with Schlesinger as permanently destroyed by her behavior. Schlesinger commented through her lawyer, quote, I regret this decision, which is obviously politically motivated in order to have a scapegoat. This action is in no way covered by the facts. The investigations are far from complete, and I look forward to their outcome with confidence, unquote. On Monday, the board of directors also voted in favor of appointing an interim director. Currently, administrative director Hagen Brandstetter is in charge. However, he has also come under criticism for his handling of the crisis and surrounding allegations. And on Monday, it became known that he is on sick leave for several weeks. Now, RBB program director Jan Schotte-Kellinghaus, who is the longest-serving board member, will temporarily lead the business. After a decrease during Corona, bicycle thefts in Berlin are on the rise again, up nearly 30% between 2021 and 2022. The recovery rate last year was just 4.6%, and the damage is estimated at almost 22 million euros. Between January 1st and June 30th of this year, 12,500 bicycles were reported stolen to the police. Especially in the north and east of the capital, there's a lot of theft and the detection rate is low. In Pankow alone, almost 2,000 bicycles were stolen, and in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, more than 1,900. In order to increase the low detection rate, a bicycle coordination office was set up at the Berlin State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, a good 2 years ago. First and foremost, it collates information on the situation and then evaluates it. And on the basis of this info, hotspots can be identified and measures taken. However, no investigations are carried out there. But owners are advised on how to better secure their bicycles against theft there and on how to mark and register them free of charge. And if one of the bicycles is found, the actual owner can be located in this way. T-Rex Tristan Otto is back in Berlin's Naturkunde Museum, or the Museum of Natural History. The dinosaur skeleton is 12 meters long and 4 meters high. It was already on display in Berlin from 2015 to 2020 and became a public favorite during that time, with over 3 million people viewing the exhibition. Then it moved on to Denmark to the Natural History Museum in Copenhagen. Tristan Otto was discovered back in 2012 in the U.S. state of Montana. It is one of the best preserved specimens in the world. The two private owners named the skeleton after their sons and donated it to the Berlin Natural History Museum free of charge, where scientists conducted research on the more than 65 million-year-old remains. The special exhibition will run at least until November of 2023, and admission costs €8. It includes objects from the three geological eras, Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.